In early 1917, the original Dixieland Jazz Band made the first jazz recording. Over the next 100 years, we've heard transcendent leaps of creativity and staggering virtuosity. We have experienced the music of crushing pain, breathless romance, anger, exhilaration, and humor. This is that story. 100 years of jazz recordings. From WTJU Charlottesville, your host, Russell Perry. In the mid-1930s, jazz orchestras led by drummer Chick Webb and clarinetist Benny Goodman rose to prominence with the arrangements of Edgar Sampson and Fletcher Henderson. After launching the careers of Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Jordan, Webb succumbed to spinal tuberculosis in 1939 at age 34. Goodman launched the careers of Billie Holiday, Gene Krupa, Teddy Wilson, Lionel Hampton, Harry James, and Charlie Christian over a storied run that earned him the controversial sobriquet King of Swing. Let's turn first to Chick Webb. According to Gary Giddens, Chick Webb was the first great drummer of the swing era, the leader of a fiercely competitive and innovative orchestra, a pace setter for dancers during the golden age of ballroom dancing, and a nurturer of talent whose fabled generosity was rewarded when he discovered and groomed Ella Fitzgerald. Let's listen to three numbers by Chick Webb and his orchestra, starting with Let's Get Together from 1934, followed by Darktown Strutter's Ball from 1933. A venerable standard by 1933, Darktown Strutter's Ball was first recorded by the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1917. And we'll finish with Liza, All the Clouds Will Roll Away from 1938. Benny Carter wrote this piece as a feature for Webb's drumming.
Thank you.
Three numbers by the exciting Chick Webb Orchestra, Let's Get Together, Darktown Strutter's Ball, and Liza, All the Clouds Will Roll Away. About Chick Webb and one of his primary arrangers, Edgar Sampson, Gary Giddens wrote, "From 1931 on, Webb was admired by many white band leaders, including Paul Whiteman, who knew they couldn't raid a black band. Benny Goodman got around that by appropriating the orchestrations of Webb's gifted saxophonist, violinist, arranger, composer, Edgar Sampson, creator of several of the era's anthems. The early Goodman hits that didn't come from Fletcher Henderson's book came from Webb's, including Don't Be That Way, Stomping at the Savoy, Blue Lou, If Dreams Came True, all by Edgar Sampson." Let's listen to three of those numbers, Stompin' at the Savoy and Blue Lou from 1934, and If Dreams Come True from 1938, featuring a young Ella Fitzgerald. Thank you.
dreams come true, I'll be with you. My dreams so true, we'd love.
Chick Webb and his orchestra performing Swing Era Anthem Stompin' at the Savoy, followed by Blue Lou and If Dreams Come True. We'll return with Chick Webb and Benny Goodman when Jazz at 100 continues in a moment. Welcome back to Jazz at 100. We'll continue with the music of pioneering swing band leaders Chick Webb and Benny Goodman. Of Benny Goodman, Gary Giddens wrote, "The time-life history of all things would have us believe that Goodman helped the country unwind with a new and thrilling music, which is true only in the sense that Columbus discovered America. The music wasn't new, and some of the country had already unwound to it. Goodman, like Elvis 20 years later, adapted black music for white tastes. He toned it down, cleaned it up. Unlike Presley, he was willing to take risks with his celebrity." Giddens wrote further, "Consider Benny Goodman's hit version of Edgar Sampson's Don't Be That Way, originally recorded by Chick Webb. Webb took the tempo way up and climaxed the performance with an explosive 8-bar drum solo. Goodman modified the tempo, streamlined the ensemble parts, introduced a famous fade down in volume, and reduced the climax to a 2-bar drum break by Gene Krupa that, because of its sudden intrusion, jolted the jitterbugs. So let's hear two versions of Don't Be That Way, Chick Webb from 1934, followed by Benny Goodman and his orchestra from 1938.
Thank you.
two contrasting versions of Don't Be That Way, Chick Webb and his orchestra from 1934 and Benny Goodman and his orchestra from 1938. Of the complex relationship between Benny Goodman and Fletcher Henderson, Gary Giddens has written, "If some of Goodman's records are anemic copies of Henderson's, others, Blue Skies, Sometimes I'm Happy, are exemplary interpretations, which is undoubtedly one reason Henderson enjoyed writing for him." Despite his apprenticeship in hot jazz, Goodman had a preternatural understanding of what a mass audience would accept. In his History of Jazz, Ted Gioia writes, "The special nature of Henderson's contribution lay in his access to a goldmine of material compiled during his own lengthy stint as a bandleader, as well as in his deep sensitivity to the swing style that was about to dominate America's airwaves." And though Henderson was responsible for somewhat less than half of the band's book, he was the source for many of the most memorable Goodman charts: King Porter Stomp, Sometimes I'm Happy, Blue Skies, and Christopher Columbus, among others. So let's hear two of those numbers: Blue Skies and Sometimes I'm Happy by Benny Goodman and his orchestra from 1935.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra doing Blue Skies and Sometimes I'm Happy. We'll return to hear Benny Goodman at Carnegie Hall when Jazz at 100 continues in a moment. Welcome back to Jazz at 100. We're listening to Chick Webb and Benny Goodman, band leaders who defined the swing era. Benny Goodman took his band to Carnegie Hall in January of 1938 in what has been described as a coming-out party for jazz, making a statement in the heart of respectable music. Ted Gioia writes in his History of Jazz, "This was a new experience for both jazz fans and the players themselves. How long do you want for intermission?" Goodman was asked before the performance. "I don't know," he replied. "How much does Toscanini have?" We'll hear three numbers from January 16, 1938, Benny Goodman in concert at Carnegie Hall, Blue Room, Sing 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 with the famous drum break by Gene Krupa, and Big John's Special.
Thank you.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra live at Carnegie Hall, January 16, 1938, doing Blue Room, Sing Sing Sing, and Big John Special. In the next hour, we'll hear from perhaps the two most important female singers to come out of the swing era, Ella Fitzgerald, who made her recording debut at age 18 with Chick Webb in 1935, and Billie Holiday, who made her recording debut with Benny Goodman at age 18 in 1933. You have been listening to Jazz at 100, the history of 100 years of jazz recordings, produced by WTJU Charlottesville and funded in part through a grant from the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. For more information, playlists, and resources, go to wtju.net/jazz100. This is your host, Russell Perry.